Welcome back. You've made it to week three of the Shadow Effect Breakthrough Program. Hi, I'm Debbie Ford, and I want to acknowledge you for all the amazing work that you've been doing in this program. I'm inspired by the ways that you are busting your shadows and recognizing the effect that they've had on your life. The stories that you're sharing are heart-opening, and as you can probably see by now, the more you turn your attention to breaking through your own shadow beliefs and behaviors, the more space you will feel inside and the more power you will access to start making radical, lifelong change in your life. Every choice that you make is either affirming your past conditioning, some of which is shaped by your shadow, or moving you closer to your dreams. As soon as we bring the shadow into our awareness, we get to choose. So please take care of yourself during this process. And if you need support, please reach out on Oprah.com or the Shadow Effect Facebook page, and we will continue to provide you with as much love and support that we can through this program. I'm truly humbled seeing how a breakthrough in just one area of your life can open up other areas of your life, and how a breakthrough in one relationship can lead you to breakthroughs in many of them. This week, we are tackling the shadow effect of your money and finances. So to get started, just allow yourself to find a quiet place with paper and pen next to you, and just give yourself permission to allow this process to be easy and to come through you, and to make notes whenever you feel necessary. Remember to use your breath to get beyond the chatter of your thinking mind and to get present to what is hidden in your inner world. You have all the answers that you need, so just allow yourself to go deep with a commitment and an intention to handle any shadows that could be robbing you from having more financial stability, or having more abundance, having more riches in your life. And now take a slow breath, closing your eyes, and feel yourself floating down inside to that safe place where you have all the wisdom that you need. And bring into your awareness your money and finances as they exist right now. Allow yourself to see how you feel about your money and finances. Take a look at your bank account. Take a look at the way you handle your money, the way you relate to your money. Do you take it seriously, or do you just brush it aside? Notice how this part of your life feels. Begin to invite up the shadows as you look to what is lacking in this area of your life. What are you critical of? What judgments do you have about your money or your lack of money? How you save it, how you spend it, how you make it. Wherever you are, just give yourself permission to see something that would support you in having a huge shift and your relationship with money. Allow yourself to see what you would like to change. How long have you been thinking about making these changes? And just float up and take another deep breath. And allow yourself to write any notes Just take a few seconds to finish up, floating back down. Do you feel good about your relationship with money? Be honest about it. And now allow yourself to see your shadow behaviors around money. Do you hoard it? Do you give too much away? Do you overspend? Do you write bad checks? Do you charge on your credit cards? Allow yourself to see what you would consider your shadow behaviors are around money and your finances. Using your breath, allowing yourself to float back down. What are the shadow beliefs you hold around money and finances? Do you believe that there isn't enough? Do you believe that you don't deserve abundance? Allow yourself to see what shadow beliefs from the past that disempower you, do you hold in the area of money? Any belief that's limiting you. And now, if the shadow effect is how we sabotage ourselves, what has been the effect of your shadow on your money and finances? What has been the effect of your shadow on your money and finances? And whenever you're ready, just float up and write some notes about any of your shadow beliefs. Or the effect that your shadow has had on your money. When you're ready, float back down one last time, using your breath to settle in. Now that you have all this awareness around how the shadow shows up in the area of your money and finances, imagine that now you have the freedom to have a breakthrough. You have a freedom to alter the way you spend your money, save your money, share your money, or make your money. Allow yourself to see what breakthrough actions you can take this week. What breakthrough actions can you take this week? And now allow a statement of love for your money and finances to come into your awareness. What statement of love for your money and finances would support you in encoding your consciousness in a new way so that you felt empowered and inspired in the area of your money and finances? When you have that statement of love for your money and finances, just repeat it to yourself 7 times. Each time allowing it to sink deeper and deeper inside of your consciousness. Being inspired by your breakthrough actions, knowing that this week is your week to fully own that you are in charge of your money and your finances this lifetime, and that you have the power, now that you have illuminated the shadow, to make new choices. So acknowledge yourself for the work that you've done this week. Allow yourself to see how many times you need to repeat your statement of love. And when you're ready, just float up and open your eyes. And write down your breakthrough actions to take this week. Write down your statement of love for your money and finances. Give yourself permission to be inspired by a new vision for your money and finances. I want to acknowledge you. The important thing is that you write it all down, not to get overwhelmed or panicked. Just to observe it. Like, wow, if I can see it, if I can acknowledge it, if I can own it and embrace it, then I can transcend any behavior. So this week, your homework is to take your breakthrough actions. Remember that we are here on Oprah.com to support you. And so take really, really good care of yourself. We're halfway through our program, and the best is yet to come. I'll see you next week. This is Debbie signing off.